105.1 The Buzz.
Leave me.
105.1 The Buzz. Doria and Mitch.
With the unexplained. Unimaginable.
The news of the weird.
Daria, Ted, there are some very interesting experiments. That's your news of the weird.
Yay.
Daria and Mitch with producer Ted.
Portland's number one afternoon show. 105.1.
Overwhelmed with credit card debt?
Terms of use.
105.1 The Buzz. Portland's number one station for KT Tunstall. Hearing KT Tunstall, you're probably listening to 105.1 The Buzz.
What you're hearing now is the sound
of council in the station.
The 90s to now.
105.1 The Buzz.
Dari mentioned Ted and Coldplay on 105.1 The Buzz.
This may not be the case in summertime when it's a really, really beautiful day, but I think throughout a lot of the rest of the year, when people call in sick and they're not really sick, it's not so they can go and do something, so they can go and play hooky and go have fun. It's because they need a mental day off or they need to get caught up on non-work things. They have stuff stacked up in their household or little like things they have to do, but they have no time to do like some DMV related thing. I don't know about you guys, but the temptation to take advantage of the H1N1 craze.
Yes.
Especially when you get emails saying stuff like, if there's even the slightest, remotest possibility that you have a sniffle that may turn into something more, by all means, stay home from work for weeks and weeks. I'm paraphrasing slightly.
Okay.
888-733-5105 is very great. That is the temptation. Mitch is, of course, too forthright and honest to ever call in sick when he's not sick. But he strongly encourages Ted and I to do it whenever possible.
I'm thinking of others,
probably,
as always.
I am probably the more likely to do this than Ted is. Just for whatever reason, my will can be bent to that possibility a lot more easily. So Mitch is constantly asking me things like, "Well, I'll come in and I'll say,
but usually only on a Monday.
I'll go, oh God, I'm so tired. Like the baby he wasn't crying, but he was just making this noise. And
sure.
Mitch goes, you don't look well. You better.
You can't let the immune system get run down. You better go home and get some rest.
You better go home, and we should too. 888-733-5105. Are you, Buzz listener, the master of calling in sick? And if so, what are your secrets? You don't have to obviously give your real name. If you're off sick today, sick lowercase in quotes, then so much the better. I'm thinking in terms of when Ferris Bueller came out and Ferris addressed the camera and told his secrets for how to call in sick. I remember watching that as a kid.
When you're bent over, moaning and wailing, you lick your palms.
That's very good.
It's a little childish, but then so is high school. That kind of freaked me out because you kind of sounded like Matthew Broderick, but you kind of sounded like the devil. But I remember him giving the instructions, and I remember thinking,
brilliant.
I remember thinking, how does he know all this?
Right.
Yes, like, because a grown-up wrote this movie.
Wait a minute, are they onto us?
They're onto us. I remember one time I tried to fake a fever.
With the thermometer on a light bulb or something?
Yeah.
And put it back in your mouth?
I didn't put it back in my mouth.
Don't ever do that.
Because you can burn the hell out of the underside of your tongue. I just held it against the light bulb for what I felt was an appropriate amount of time, and I brought it into my mother, and she just took one look at it and handed it back.
Right,
130.
Yeah, exactly. 888-7, because you know what? To this day, I can't read those bastards.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I cannot figure
out
how to...
The old-fashioned one? The traditional?
The mercury in it?
Oh, it's really hard to get it focused just right.
Yes, I know. 888-733-5105.
Oh, you do.
Shush!
That's hard, Ted.
Are you the master at calling in sick? Pretend that we're your boss.
Yeah.
And kind of...
Give us the spiel?
Yeah, give us the spiel. Convince us. Or have you ever used not your own sickness, but the so-called sickness of your kid?
Sure.
Or a pet,
yeah,
or a spouse, or some sort of household emergency. I could have so called in sick today. Yeah. It would have been practically legitimate. Right.
My house is about to blow up.
I had a baby awake all night. Like I could have, but I'm saving it.
Right, exactly.
Because it's not time yet.
Right.
But you'll know one of these days in the future, possibly the near future, all of us will be off the air, mm-hmm. and it'll be because one of us is sick, and I promise you, that person won't be sick.
No.
888-733-5105. Sometimes we will, but there's going to be at least one time. Oh, we're not sick.
Of course.
We're at home, and we're freaking watching Freaks and Geeks on Netflix.